Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
What Diane Greene's Departure Means for Google Cloud by Tom Simonite. Alphabet, the parent of Google, generated 86% of its revenue from advertising last year. On Friday, the woman leading its best shot at building a second big revenue stream said she is leaving. Diane Greene, a storied entrepreneur and cloud computing executive, has been leading Google's cloud computing division since early 2016. Snagging her was seen as a good sign for the company's effort to compete with Amazon and Microsoft in the booming business of providing computing infrastructure for other sites and businesses. Greene's announcement Friday morning that she will move on in January is being read as the latest evidence that the project hasn't gone as well as planned. Greene said she wants to spend more time mentoring and investing in women tech entrepreneurs. She will retain her Alphabet board seat. The new head of Google Cloud in January will be Thomas Kurian, who until September was a top executive at Oracle. Google's cloud division made strides under Greene's leadership, but Amazon and Microsoft have advanced their own mature cloud businesses. Amazon essentially invented the business of renting out computers and storage by the minute or megabyte and has cemented its dominance. The company has roughly a third of the global cloud market, according to Canalys, and that business contributes more to its bottom line than sales on Amazon.com. Microsoft has roughly half Amazon's market share, but it's growing more quickly than Google, which Canalys says has only 8%. The search company's prospects now seem more challenging than ever. When Diane Greene came in, they really had a solid chance in being the number two provider, says Maribel Lopez of Lopez Research. Microsoft has really closed the gap and is the number two provider for most enterprise customers by a significant margin. A mechanical engineer by training, Greene started her career designing oil rigs. Industry rules forbade her from visiting them because of her gender, and she pivoted into computing. Greene sold her first startup and its video streaming technology to Microsoft for $75 million in 1997, and then co-founded cloud computing giant VMware, where she was CEO for 10 years. Hiring Greene was seen as a big fillip for Google. She was the kind of steady enterprise boss a company known for expansive data collection and quirky consumer services needed to lure customers in the buttoned-up cloud market. Greene positioned Google's cloud division to be more independent from its parent and lured customers such as Twitter, Target, and HSBC. She made expertise in artificial intelligence the platform's calling card, building on projects like creating custom chips for machine learning. While the AI-centric strategy played to Google's strengths, it didn't much help with more boring workloads such as storage and website hosting that drive Amazon's dominance and are the bulk of the cloud market. They've been making the right moves and saying the right things, but it just hasn't shown through in performance financially, says Megan McGrath, who tracks Google and other cloud providers at Technology Business Research. She says Google is still hamstrung by a perception that it doesn't really know how to work with corporate IT departments, an area where Microsoft has a long track record. Green's replacement in January brings skills to address that problem. Curian was president of product development at Oracle and a leader of its cloud strategy. McGrath says he has a reputation for being expert at the kind of business positioning that Google needs to become more palpable to the big buyers in cloud computing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.